As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Good morning and welcome to the NBA Daily Ding here on the Athletic NBA Show. I'm Jared Weiss. I'm joined by Trayvon Edwards and Trey. We got a crazy game tonight because the Denver Nuggets beat the Miami Heat 113-96. We're in control pretty much the entire game. And I don't think anybody even cares about the game right now because what happened at the end was the crazy part, which was Markieff Morris runs across the court, hits Nikola Jokic, kind of a cheap shot, hits him on the side. Jokic then turns around and just completely lays out Morris, hitting him in the middle of the spine, it looked like. And Morris had to get stretchered off. It looked really scary. He was able to sit up before he got stretchered off. So, you know, hopefully he's doing okay. But they were both ejected. Spo called it a dirty play after the game. Were you just shocked to see Jokic do that?
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it was on film, it looked bad. Just because, you know, Morris wasn't looking. And the action, how it was taken, and obviously we didn't know that if he was hurt or not, and he ended up being able to walk off on his own. But I guess one of those situations that you just don't want to see because it's just not actually basketball. And I think that just kind of goes hand in hand with, like, the refs letting guys play and those calls not being called. So things are kind of escalating to other things, which – in basketball, there's no punches ever thrown, but I think it was a frustration on both parts. And there's a picture that's floating around where Morris actually hit Jokic in the side. And I think it was more so a retaliation that Jokic was caught, you know, doing that. You know, he just actually happened to get caught during that moment. So he retaliated the way he did. But, you know, not to overshadow the Nuggets play, they played extremely well against the Heat.
Yeah, and I was mistaken. I said that Morris got stretchered off. They brought out the stretcher for him, and it looked like that was going to happen. But then eventually he's able to get up, which is good to see. The crazy thing was Jokic had a great game. Like, he was dominating pretty much start to finish, was in full control. They were getting out and running in transition in the second quarter, which is when they really started to open things up. And he just kind of kept coming and coming and coming. And Miami couldn't do anything because Miami just can't score right now.
Yeah, even the struggles with Kyle Lowry. I mean, you know, I know they were picked favorites to early on. I think they're, you know, they made it in Zach's top rank standings for teams. I think a second from the power rankings and things of that nature, but they're sliding.
Yeah, Harper's been hyping them up all year.
I mean, when you on paper, they look like they should run the table. You know, honestly, I mean, it looks like the team is put together and they have all these pieces, but, you know, it's still early and they're going to drop some games, but, like, it's interesting to see, like, a player like Kyle Lowry give you nothing at the particular time. And I don't want to look too crazy into it in the first 10, 11 games of the season. I mean, things are, you know, there's going to be three different type of runs where teams are going to drop six straight. Teams are going to win 13 straight. And we're not even going to be having these type of conversations because I think the Miami Heat is more of a playoff basketball team than regular season anyway. So they'll adjust.
Yeah, you're right. They always are every single year that way. And I think the big concern is obviously Kyle Lowry going 0-for-8, probably not going to work. And then Tyler Hero is kind of that third perimeter scorer for this team that can play on ball. And he just hasn't, it's been very up and down for him. Some nights he looks like he's going to win Sixth Man of the Year. Some nights he looks like he did it last year. I was down in Miami on Thursday night because I covered the Celtics. I was down there for that game. And the Heat looked really good at first and then just got completely destroyed in the second quarter. They just have these quarters where if Jimmy Butler isn't completely running the offense, they just completely fall apart. So their creation depth is definitely an issue for them.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Out in Golden State, the Warriors beat the Hawks 127-113. We had a battle of Steph versus Trey, and Steph dropped 50. Not bad.
Yeah, I mean... You got to look at it like Steph didn't have this one circled on the calendar. I mean, most for the past two seasons, you know, the Warriors have been kind of dinged up since 2019. And a new guy came on the scene and he started to emulate one of his heroes and shoot deep threes and pat his chest and point to the sky. And, you know, in the deep South, and people actually had to fix their lips and say that, you know, like, this was the new Steph, or like Steph's days were all done and limited. And Steph, you know, actually proved it tonight that he's still alive and well. And, you know, going for 50 on 50% shooting, man, like that's the third Warrior in players franchise history with 10 plus 50 point games, you know. And this dude is not even over 6'5", but just one of the greatest shooters of all time. And the Warriors are clicking, man. They're 9-1. It's just doing what they need to do. They look like they're having fun. And I think Gary Payton, II, basically, has been, you know, exceptional to this defensive side. You know what I mean? I know everybody was upset about them waving Avery Bradley, but it's been an upgrade. And then, obviously, guys like, you know, Damian Lee and Toscano Anderson and, you know, Andre Iguodala, everybody's playing their role. And even Jordan Poole has been a bright spot for them. So, I don't know what to say about the Warriors right now. I don't want to say that they're contenders, but I like this start. And it would be interesting to see how they respond when they add Klay Thompson.
That's the crazy part. Didn't see Andrew Wiggins much out there either. I mean, like, there's a lot more that they can get out of this team. Wiggins only played 26 minutes. He can do better than that. I mean, I feel like they're scratching the surface on what they can do as long as Damian Lee continues to play well, which he's been doing. They got a good game from Toscano Anderson. Like, they're getting their depth out there so that Steph doesn't have to drop 50 every game. But he does drop 50 sometimes, and that's what's so incredible about it. And he also had 10 dimes on top of that. He went 13 for 13 from the line. What was crazy was you said he shot 50%, but he missed, didn't he miss like two or three shots at the end really gunning for that 50? I mean, he really, if he kind of was a little more patient with it, would have shot like 65% or whatever. I mean, this was perfection.
Yeah, I mean... He really wanted that 50 points, could have checked out, probably didn't even have to play the fourth, to be honest. And yeah, he ended up getting his 50th point on a floater. Yeah, I mean, he was pretty focused.
So I guess last thing on this game is Trey was good. He had 28 points. He had 9 dimes, only had 4 turnovers, which I feel like is good for him. Nobody else was really playing, I guess, at the top of their game. Like, Huerter was okay. Bogdanovich had a solid game, and John Collins had some good finishing. But Atlanta just fell pretty clearly short again, and they just haven't been nearly at the level they were last year. So what do you think of what you're seeing from them?
See, I think that they're taking this moment for granted. It's early. You know, it's going to be like that. But I think that the spoiler was them being successful last season and thinking that they can come into this season the same way. And teams are healthier, teams have gotten better, you know, and they didn't really see that. So It's just one of those things. And also with the rule change, Trae Young hasn't been as dominant as, you know, he was. So he has to still find an adjustment. And, you know, obviously he can shoot the ball, so he'll be able to, you know, figure things out from there. But the Warriors are just good. So, I mean, that's pretty much what it kind of boiled down to. And I feel like the Hawks haven't adjusted well against veteran teams.
All right, well, let's go from one surprisingly good team to another. The Bulls, they destroyed the Nets 118-95. The Nets were winning entering the fourth quarter, and the Bulls just went absolutely insane at the end there and just kept running and running and running and ended up with that gigantic victory at the end. I mean, are the Bulls the best team in the NBA?
I wouldn't go that far, but they are fun. They like playing basketball together, and they like to take the approach of being egoless. And the biggest surprise for a lot of people, well, not me, but DeMar DeRozan's emergence. You know, he's playing all-star level basketball. Some may say MVP, but we're 10 games in, and I won't get over my head with that. But the 50-50 boys, Caruso, Ayo, it's a lot of hustle, a lot of grit, and it's contagious. You know, even with Vooch struggles early, they have been able to, you know, do what they need to do. And, you know, obviously, it was 57-51 at half. They were able to, you know, withstand in the third quarter and get it going. It was 34-10 in the fourth. They made some big shots. And, you know, Durant said in the presser that they had some, that the Bulls have some great shot makers on his squad. And he's right. You know what I mean? Like, Alex Caruso hit some big shots. Lonzo Ball hit some shots. DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine. I mean, you can just keep going down the line. Ayo is applying pressure. But one thing I noticed from this game, obviously, is I don't know if it's a thing, but someone mentioned, you know, if James Harden was struggling or what's going on, and he got a bit frustrated, you know, mentioning that, you know, nothing, he's not struggling, and, you know, shots weren't falling. And I beg to differ, you know what I mean, because it's all effort. And I think that instead of him trying to just score the basketball, he's still trying to find a way to get to the line, and that's affecting his offense. So that's turning him from a 27 point per game player to a 21 point per game player off his aggressiveness and the way his effort is. It looks very lazy out there.
Yeah, he had 14 points on 4-for-11 shooting and only 3 free throws. Like, don't remember ever seeing that, like, those small numbers from Harden. He played 34 minutes. It's not like he played a half stint in this game. We're seeing so often he's trying to do a lot of the hook stuff, a lot of the, like, throwing his head back kind of stuff on menial contact that he used to get calls for, and he's just not getting them anymore. And, I mean, it's funny because that stuff's always infuriating for everybody else watching it, but now it seems like he's the one that's infuriated that he's not getting it. Well, that's going to do it for us here on The Ding. For Trayvon Edwards, I'm Jared Weiss. You can find The Daily Ding here on The Athletic NBA Show every single weekday morning. Trey, take us out of here.
Ding, ding.